You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hi, everybody. It's Lori Lewis, the director, coming to you again with another episode of The Director's Take. And in the studio today is Monica of M. Dawn Floral. I'm excited to have her here to talk about a topic we haven't really gotten talked about much in previous episodes, and that's just florals and everything about flowers. And you can follow Monica on Instagram, mm-hmm. Twitter, Facebook, everything at M. Dawn Floral. So we'll give you that information at the end of the show, of course. But I want to give Monica an opportunity to introduce herself and her business and what she's up to with some projects she's working on.
Yes.
Welcome, Monica.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
All right. So my company has been around off and on since 2001. I started off doing some silk floral design for the home as well as for weddings. And I've kind of taken time off here and there, some years off, but got back to work in 2011, kind of did some rebranding. And so now our focus is completely on weddings. I also do special events and have broken off into some corporate events as well.
Nice. Yes. So Monica's doing some weddings for me and I plan on her doing some more. And as you know, the purpose of this show is really just to give those who are in the throes of wedding planning just some ideas, give them some lessons learned from actual events that you've done, weddings or special events you've done. So we're going to just kick it off with just, well, let's start with some advice you give to couples, because social media is inundated with pictures mm-hmm. from various events and various floral designs. And man, I know if I was a bride right now planning a wedding, I'd be a little overwhelmed.
Oh, yes.
But I love flowers. You know, mm-hmm. I'm always like roses. But how does one go about choosing the right, quote unquote, flowers mm-hmm. for their weddings, especially because I know they're seasonal as well? So how right. does one even begin if you know I want flowers, you know, mm-hmm. bouquets, boutonnieres, et cetera. How does one even begin to decide what type of flowers they want or should have at their wedding?
At their wedding. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we want to keep in mind the time of year that you are getting married. Mm-hmm. Because, again, yes, there are flowers that are seasonal, specifically the flowers that are growing in the spring. So those are flowers, of course, that you can't get any other time other than in the spring. And then two, just really keeping in mind your investment, what mm-hmm. type of budget you have for your flowers, how much do you want to spend? And looking at, of course, Pinterest and Instagram, right. that definitely doesn't help because they don't offer you any ideas about how much these things cost, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to take the time to really sit down together and discuss what will your budget be. Look at the photos and things like that. I always encourage my couples to come to me with inspiration photos, just so that it gives me an idea of what they like. Mm-hmm. So we look at style. Of course, we talk about colors, and then of course we get into seasonal florals. And then for weddings specifically, there are flowers that are pretty much year-round flowers. So you have your hydrangea, your roses. Those are year-round flowers. So those are things that we tend to use quite a bit in floral design.
And at what point would you recommend, because you said you dabbled in silk, and believe it or not, when I got married years ago, I did all silk flowers. So at what point do you ever just say, well, have you ever thought about doing silk versus real flowers? Or do couples pretty much come in with their minds made up?
I think most of my couples pretty much come in with their minds made up. I have had a few couples who have had like some allergies or, you know, I remember one wedding I had where the bride had one bridesmaid who was allergic to floral. So her bouquet was silk, but she really wanted fresh flowers for the wedding. But usually, of course, it comes down to budget sometimes. Silk flowers are a bit less expensive than fresh flowers. However, with all of the changes with flowers, as far as trying to make them look more realistic, we have this new flower type called the Real Touch. It's a silk botanical flower, and they are actually quite pricey. So, you know, I have to a lot of times explain to brides that just because you're thinking silk doesn't mean it's going to be less expensive.
Okay, so what makes this Real Touch special? Is it a It looks real.
It looks really very real. A lot of designers are using Real Touch flowers kind of mixed in with fresh flowers. So, for instance, arrangements that would require you to use like orchids and things like that that are super expensive, you can purchase them in Real Touch. And of course, they can be used over and over again. But it gives the client that same look that they want. With a lower price tag.
Right. Absolutely. Wow. So what do they use on? I'm like curious now, like centerpiece. They wouldn't do bouquets, probably centerpiece. If you're reusing them, you'd probably set them up as centerpiece, almost like rentals then, right?
Exactly. Okay. So there are some designers out who are renting arrangements that way. But in terms of how I would use them, it would be more so incorporating certain flowers into a fresh flower arrangement.
Like if something like orchids, they're like seasonal, right?
Okay. Or even a peony.
Okay.
Because those are seasonal as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what's been one of your favorite weddings? If you could think back, of course, you don't have to name names, but is there a particular wedding that stands out in your mind that was like your favorite? Just start off as an inspiration board, and seeing it come to fruition was just like a dream.
That's a good question. You know what? I have had some amazing weddings over the last 2 or 3 years. It's hard to like choose one, but I can say the weddings that seem to stick out to me are the ones where I kind of have a little bit free reign to kind of do what I want to do as far as floral design, you know, because again, floral design is an art. So I love, of course, when the clients bring me inspiration photos, but then they're just kind of like, oh, but just do you. I know you can do it. Just do you. Those are always my best weddings because it allows me to kind of freestyle a bit. I get to kind of add on things and probably do things that I wouldn't do for a client who comes in with very specific and detailed instructions for what they want. So I would say those clients that come to me and really trust me and allow me to do what I do.
Yeah.
Those are my best weddings.
Absolutely. So would the very opposite be like your least favorite weddings where they were just very pinpoint about?
I would say least favorite weddings are those that are more cookie cutter.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes I'll get a client who brings me photos and they want to like completely stick to what's in the photo. And it's kind of difficult because, you know, flowers are natural beings, you know, so they don't always look the same. They're not always the same shade. They're not always the same size, you know. So the expectation that something is going to look exactly like a picture is kind of rare, you know, to actually have that happen. So, yeah, I would say those would be my least favorite where I really don't get to
be creative.
Just be creative.
Yeah, I bet. So without getting into exact money cost, the other thing I get a lot, and, you know, I don't dabble in flowers, so I don't know what a rose costs versus a hydrangea, you know, all of that. I know it's pretty and all of that. But for those who are planning, how do they go about setting a floral budget? You know, do they start with, you know, they know they're going to need bouquets.
Yeah.
Right. Or do they start with the big ticket, you know, the reception and then work their way back? How do you suggest they start even planning for a floral budget?
You know, it kind of varies, I would say, from couple to couple. It really comes down to what's most important to you. Because I have some clients who, you know, the ceremony is more important or the reception is more important. So it really comes down to what's most important for you. For me, I usually start with the bridal party flowers. So we talk about the bouquets and boutonnieres, how many you have in your wedding. So we start there and then we kind of work our way down with the budget. I would say probably 75% of my couples come with a budget. They kind of have in mind what they want to spend, or a cap. Like, I don't want to go over this amount. And so again, even with them, I start with, the bridal party flowers and just kind of, okay, this is where we are now. This is what we have left.
Okay.
On average, I could say most of my weddings, on average, would be probably 4,000 to about 7,000.
Okay.
And again, of course, that depends on size of the bridal party. Mm-hmm. It depends on number of guests you have, because that determines how many centerpieces you're going to need. So that definitely varies. I've had smaller weddings as low as maybe 2,000, and then some of my more grand weddings are more like 10 to 12,000. So
absolutely,
it definitely varies.
Yeah, and I will say, from a professional standpoint, I've had you do weddings that were very small, where it was just the bridal party bouquets, and that was it. And they were just as amazing as her top end flowers. So
thank you.
Again, it's just a matter of what you can afford in your budget. I love it. So tell me about some special, what other type of special events? I just think of you as weddings, but as the special events start, I mean, even like the engagement proposals and showers. So what kind of special event occasions do you have coming up?
Of course, I've been getting quite a few like birthday parties lately. So those milestone birthday parties, people are starting to have a little bit larger of a celebration. So they're renting a venue and they're doing the whole thing. Everything from decor to floral, lighting, all of that stuff. Another one that I have really enjoyed lately is doing like the bridal shower. That's really fun, because typically, you know, it's a bride that I'm already working with, and you know, so just to be a part of that is always nice. And then of course we have our corporate events, which is totally different from weddings and any other event, because the style tends to be a more modern and contemporary look. So it's very different from what I usually do with my wedding work. So I'm really enjoying that too. It's a nice variety.
I bet, because that's another thing that's getting popular, corporate events. Some of other planner friends are really into the corporate. I'm not interested in going that route. Sorry, it's not something I'm interested in, but
it's definitely different because they definitely come with a style and idea in mind, usually,
and a budget
So it actually, in a lot of ways, it's easier because they come to me right away, like, this is our budget, what can we do, these are colors for our event.
Nice.
So yeah,
those so are those of great. You out there listening who work for you know, corporations, organizations, and you need a florist, a decorator,
absolutely,
then M. Dawn Florals, your lady.
Absolutely.
And I just thought about it, like, I have a bridal shower for one of our brides for you to do.
Awesome.
Just thought about that. It's in April.
Okay.
So we'll have to talk about that. Yeah. So awesome. Yeah, her bridal shower is coming up and they need your help.
Okay.
They need your creative design. So we talked about budget. We talked about flowers. And I hate to keep saying flowers. I know flowers are part of your business, because you do decorating as well, right?
I do some decor. So I have a couple of vendors that I work with who provide other decor options. So, for instance, linen. I have recently added in drapery, so I've been doing a little bit of drapery.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes this year.
But
I definitely have some other things that we do. Of course, we have some rentals and things like that.
Okay.
Such as centerpiece risers and things for your ceremony.
Okay. Yeah. Are you into doing any workshops for those who, you know, as an educator, I have an opportunity to maybe put together some workshops, and I'm like, well, I need, you know, a florist person. So I was like, I might have to ask Monica if she's interested.
Absolutely.
You have people that want to dabble into maybe doing centerpieces, even if it's for their home or, you know, a small church event. Oh, yeah. You're open to doing?
I am definitely open to do it. Last year, when I got into the space in Madison Heights, I was really thinking, oh, this is what I'm going to do. But last year just got so busy that I couldn't do it. But this year, yeah, I would absolutely love to do some workshops, even smaller ones. Okay. Like you said, for just doing stuff for the home.
Yeah, or, for sure.
As the holidays roll back around, doing things like that, that would be fun.
Yeah, I'm not a big... I'm about educating, but mm-hmm. not pushing somebody to get out there and become a florist. But like I said, some people are like, I want to just put together a little floral arrangement, you know, my house, mm-hmm. you know, at work or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they want to learn. So why not learn from a professional?
Absolutely.
So same thing with, you know, events and wedding planning. You know, some mm-hmm. people think, oh, I want to become an event planner. Well, I'm always like, well, come and work an event a wedding with me and see. You know, or is it that you just want to plan this one event for yourself or for your friend and be done with it? So there's definitely a need for, you know, educating in our industry.
Yeah. And I find that with floral design, a lot of times people will, you know, they see the end result mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, my gosh, I want to do that. I can do that. But it's a lot of work. It really is. It's a lot of work. It's not just day of, here are these beautiful florals that just arrive at your wedding.
I bet.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of planning that goes into it. Just the time to prepare flowers and get them ready to design, you know, oftentimes, you know, that is taking me a 24-hour span.
And that was going to be my next question. Like, take us through just a behind the scenes, how you prep for mm-hmm. an upcoming wedding or an event. What is that process like?
So I am really into doing recipes for my work. So once I know what I want to do, I have like kind of a recipe for each arrangement.
Okay.
You know, how many roses goes into this? How many hydrangeas goes into this? What supplies are needed? So I do, I'm still very manual. I write all that out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a chalkboard in my work area. And so I write all that out on the board. And that's how I place my order. So I make sure that I'm not over ordering or under ordering with floral. And then two, I, of course, keep in mind the budget,
right?
How much money am I working with for this wedding? At times there's a little bit of extra money, some wiggle room, and I'll purchase things that maybe the bride and I didn't discuss, but I know that she will like. So for instance, maybe those peonies are on sale this week, so I may get those for a wedding. So that's the kind of ordering process. And then once I actually get the flowers, I usually get my flowers, kind of depends on what things I have, because of course, each flower has a certain type of way that you have to process it and prepare it and all of that.
Right.
But for the most part, most of my florals, I get 3 to 4 days out from the wedding. And so I take, like I said, sometimes anywhere from 10 to 20 hours just processing, making sure everything is fresh, making sure everything is opening and and beautiful for wedding day. And then we get to design. So, you know, design usually starts on Thursday and we're all done for that Saturday wedding. So.
Wow. Yeah. So it's not even any, I mean, you can prep weeks in advance, but the actual labor doesn't start until 3 to 4 days before the event. Wow. Because you can't buy your flowers a month ahead of time.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. So where I always kind of joke and say, we're the ones who are awake at 4 a.m.
I bet.
The day before the wedding.
I bet.
You know, we're the ones who are up late. And so a lot of times I'll get brides who are like, oh, I wish you could come to my wedding. And I'm like, please don't.
Right.
Like, I enjoy the wedding. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But sometimes I am so tired come wedding day that I couldn't imagine staying after we install and set up.
Yeah. No wonder you're always like, okay, I mean, here are the flowers. Have a good day.
Here you go.
I'm like, wow, you're not going to stay around because you've been up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Wow. Oh, yeah. Eye opening. So every cust client isn't a fit. So how does, I mean, what's your ideal client? I mean, besides somebody coming in with the inspiration board and having their budget and everything, what have you found? And I know I have one example, but when does a client not fit with?
So I would say definitely, again, it kind of comes down to trust. So if I have already met a client and we've kind of clicked and they've given me their vision and I'm feeling their vision, they're feeling me working, you know, being able to work their vision. And we get to a place where things become kind of nitpicky. Mm-hmm. So now they're questioning every single thing. That is a very difficult client to work with because, again, it really comes down to trust.
Yes.
It really comes down to trust. You have to trust us that on wedding day, we're going to come in and deliver.
Right.
And so, yeah, definitely my ideal client is someone who trusts me.
Yes.
Someone who's going to say, okay, I know you got this and kind of leave it alone.
Correct.
And allow me to do my job. What else? I also like clients who have a little bit of flexibility because sometimes I'll have mm-hmm. clients come in and they'll have an inspiration board. But maybe there are things that have just been done so many times and you're like, can we do something a little bit different mm-hmm. with this? So I like those clients who are willing to take like a little bit of direction and look at something new, something different, something that may be even better for their budget than mm-hmm. what they may have originally thought they wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I like those clients too who are flexible and allow us to offer a little bit of creativity to their design.
Okay. Are there any cost saving tips that you could recommend? Or is that all kind of fall into the type of flowers they want? So it's kind of like, will you yeah. recommend instead? I know you like this, but if it's mm-hmm. not in their budget, then maybe you can try.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The other thing that I really like to do, especially now, because we are having so many venues where the ceremony and reception is taking place at the same venue.
Yes.
I like to encourage my couples to use what they're having in their ceremony and their reception, or vice versa, because sometimes they'll talk about their reception and they want these really large full centerpieces. And it's like, oh, well, since we're in the same venue, why not use these centerpieces? Maybe we can arrange them on a different base and we'll use them in your ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great way to save money, is to kind of, you know, use them more than once.
Yes.
You know, that makes a lot of sense because, again, your ceremony space, I mean, you're in your ceremony space, what, 30 minutes usually?
Right.
So, yeah, right. You still want it to be beautiful, but it would be really nice to use a lot of those things there and just kind of have them move to the
transition
reception.
I'm always
That's a great money saver.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. It was something else. Oh, gosh. Just left my mind something you said earlier, and I said, oh, I forgot that quick. Oh, yes, I remember. Behind
mm-hmm.
the scenes,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a wedding coordinator, I'm always doing things behind the scenes. Have you ever had to, like, go back to a wedding? Something happened maybe to a bouquet and they called you and you had to go back to a wedding and fix it? Or has that never happened?
No,
or
not to a bouquet, but I have had situations where we've had, like, timing has been off.
Mm, okay.
So, like, having bridal party or somebody show up late to the ceremony. And we're, of course, on our own itinerary of how we're setting up. And
right.
So, again, sometimes we have brides who want to use their ceremony pieces in their reception room.
Okay.
So we get there to the church or wherever else they're having their ceremony, and they're not ready. So that has been a challenge a couple times where we get there and we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting and we're on a time crunch because,
right.
of course, we've got to get those arrangements, get back to the reception venue, set them up before their guests start to arrive. Right.
Correct.
So, yeah, that can be a challenge. Other than that, I can't think of any other situations where we've had issues like that.
Okay. Yeah. That mm-hmm. whole timeline thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that being an issue.
Oh, yeah.
And then don't let you have another event the same
yes,
day or,
same
or drop
day.
Off. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotcha. I just have to share this one story. This is before, you know, I knew you were in the floral business, but I remember doing a wedding and the bride hated her bouquet.
Oh.
She literally looked at it and was like, I'm not carrying that down the aisle. That's
oh,
not what
no.
I wanted. That's not what I ordered. And so we were all looking like,
uh-oh, what do we do?
We literally sent someone on my team. This was when Macy's at Northland was still open. Remember mm-hmm. they had the floral shop?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we literally, I think she wanted like pink roses or something. And someone went there, grabbed the roses. I literally remember building like this bouquet with these pink roses.
I
had the green floral tape and literally built her bouquet. She was just like, she wasn't happy with that either.
Oh.
But it was just, I would not call the florist because
mm-hmm.
they're probably off delivering or
yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
they did the reception. I don't even remember, but that was a crazy event.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only time. And then like you said, the only other thing I deal with is the ceremony flowers are going to the reception. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the florist is running behind, so they don't have time to come back and get them and transport them. Wow. So I'll end up doing that. So, yeah. I mean, that's just all behind the scenes stuff. Nobody knows we're doing it or
right.
Nobody knows.
Nothing is ever perfect.
Nothing's ever perfect. Yeah.
Things happen behind the scenes and,
Yes. You
know, we have to troubleshoot. That happens sometimes with floral design.
Yes.
You know, we're designing, I would say I can't remember a time we were doing an arbor and it was outdoors and mm-hmm. it got really windy outside. Mm-hmm. And so we had to wait to build the arbor. So we kind of started things on the inside mm-hmm. and we were able to grab a cart. It was at a hotel. So we were able to grab a cart from the hotel, start the arbor topper out inside the building and then roll it out just in time for the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of the wind, we were like, OK, typically we don't have to wait this, but today we do.
Yeah.
So my assistant and I, we were kind of standing around like, OK, what can we do? What can we do?
Right.
And I remember, we've got those flower buckets. Go in, put some water in those buckets. We'll put them back here and hide them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. And it was absolutely beautiful.
I bet.
Nobody had a clue.
I bet.
That that's what we were doing. But
yeah,
so things definitely happen on wedding day. Mm-hmm. And so we always want to make sure we allow ourselves enough time to get set up and all of that.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having
me. Can you share with everyone how to reach out to you if they'll be inspired, hopefully be inspired and reach out to you for their florals,
absolutely.
For their weddings, their special events, birthdays, showers, corporate events.
Oh, yes.
So all let them know how to reach you.
All right. So I do have a website. You can reach me via the website. It's www.mdawnfloral.com. You can also find me on Instagram at mdawnfloral, on Facebook at mdawnfloral wedding and event floral design. And also on Twitter at mdawnfloral.
Nice.
Those.
Nice. So I always like to just summarize the session at the end and just a few little takeaways from the director's take. And that's to make sure you start with the inspiration board. It's nice. It helps mm-hmm. if you come in with your meeting and you have an idea, colors, designs, et cetera, for Monica to get started with. I'm just assuming everyone's going to come hire you. But it works well if you gel with your florist and give the florist some type of creative leniency, I like to call it, because mm-hmm. that's what you do. You're the creative. You've been doing this for mm-hmm. so many years, so you know what looks well and goes well together. And then be very flexible and also have your priorities together as far as what's more important, the mm-hmm. ceremony florals or the reception florals. And then if you use florals at your ceremony, think about reusing them for your reception.
Absolutely.
That's a great cost mm-hmm. savings tip. So we thank you for everyone who's listening. This is Lori Lewis of The Direct Her. You can reach out to me on Instagram at The Direct Her. That's TheDirectHer. I'm also on Facebook, The Direct Her. I'm on Twitter, The Direct Her. And I'm also on Pinterest. So I have some boards on there myself, The Direct Her. So thank you for listening. And until next time, have a good one.